Ever reach for just one more potato chip, only to find yourself staring at an empty bag? You're not alone, and it's not entirely your fault. Food companies have engineered their products to override your self-control mechanisms, creating foods that exploit your evolutionary biology with military precision. The science is clear. Food addiction isn't just metaphorical, it's neurologically real, with brain scans showing identical activation patterns whether someone is consuming cocaine or Coca-Cola. This isn't accidental. Companies have spent billions perfecting formulations targeting our brain's reward centers. When Jaslyn Bradley sued McDonald's in 2002, claiming their products could be physically or psychologically addictive, Judge Robert Sweet found this argument compelling, noting addiction does not involve a danger that is so open and obvious that customers would anticipate it. While her case ultimately failed, it sparked crucial conversations about whether food could truly be addictive. What makes processed food particularly insidious is that we don't need harsh compounds to become hooked. Our brains produce their own chemicals like dopamine that drive compulsive eating. Our entire body, from nose to gut to fat cells, has evolved to make us crave more food, especially varieties that are sweet, calorie-dense, and convenient. Addiction exists on a spectrum, from mild influence to complete entrapment. The Yale Food Addiction Scale found about 15% of people meet the criteria for food addiction, comparable to alcohol and drug addiction rates, with most cases classified as severe. Using MRI technology, scientists observed identical neural activity whether subjects responded to drugs or highly palatable foods, heightened activity in reward centers, and reduced activity in impulse control regions. The brain's response begins in the hypothalamus, an almond-sized region controlling essential survival behaviors. When we see, smell, or even think about appealing food, our brain releases dopamine. Kent Berridge's groundbreaking research revealed dopamine doesn't create pleasure, it creates wanting. Our brain's opioids generate the actual pleasure sensations. This distinction explains why addicted individuals often like a substance less while wanting it more desperately, a pattern perfectly exploited by processed food manufacturers. Sugar triggers brain responses in just 600 milliseconds after touching your tongue, 20 times faster than cigarette smoke reaches the brain. Food sends signals through multiple pathways simultaneously. Taste buds convert sugar and salt into electrical signals racing to the brain, while fat travels via the trigeminal nerve. This multi-channel assault overwhelms our frontal lobe's self-control mechanisms. Processed foods, especially refined carbohydrates, spike blood sugar within minutes, activating reward systems before dropping us down quickly, creating a cycle that disables our brain's brake system. Anna Rose Childress's research shows even subliminal cues lasting just 33 milliseconds can trigger overwhelming cravings in addicts. With food constantly visible through advertising, packaging, and retail presence, vulnerable individuals face persistent triggers that activate the go brain while bypassing rational thought. Why do you still crave your grandmother's cookies decades later? Memory fundamentally shapes our eating habits, and food companies have mastered creating powerful food memories that drive consumption. Memory doesn't reside in one brain region, but throughout it, with different aspects of an experience stored separately. These fragments connect through neural pathways that deepen with repeated exposure, like stream beds becoming more defined with each rainfall. Most daily experiences never become memories, filtered out by the hippocampus. What enters long-term storage is information that creates arousal or excitement in the brain. Sugar powerfully arouses the brain, especially in children who naturally prefer extreme sweetness. Even more arousing is the combination of sugar and fat, which activates two separate neural pathways, doubling the brain's excitement. Food memories formed in childhood hold remarkable power over our adult eating habits. The reminiscence bump explains why adolescent memories are more numerous and easier to recall, making teenagers particularly vulnerable to food marketing that creates lifelong associations. we're fundamentally mismatched to today's food environment. Artie, a 4.4 million-year-old hominid at the evolutionary crossroads between chimps and humans, reveals our eating adaptations. When ancestors stood upright, they traded a hardy snout for a simpler nose while retaining powerful smelling abilities and developing a unique mouth-nose partnership for food appreciation. Our brain combined taste and smell to create flavor, a sensation constructed entirely in our brains, not existing in food itself. We inherited sensory-specific satiety, getting bored with one food and seeking variety, which served us well for millions of years, but now makes us vulnerable to food industry exploitation through endless product varieties. The discovery of cooking around 2 million years ago made food more digestible, reducing energy spent on digestion and allowing brain growth. For our ancestors, accumulating body fat was essential, fueling our energy-hungry brains, enabling more frequent childbearing than other primates, and providing reserves during food scarcity. In New Jersey flavor houses, chemists create formulas that make processed foods irresistible. The $1.5 trillion processed food industry methodically exploits our evolutionary drive toward cheap, efficient energy sources, the same instinct that helped our ancestors survive. As women entered the workforce, convenience became essential, disrupting traditional meal planning. Manufacturers responded by pre-sweetening foods from cereal to bread, creating expectations that all food should taste sweet. We now consume an average of 580 calories daily in snacks, essentially a fourth meal engineered for cheapness and convenience. To overcome natural satiation, companies deploy variety through multiple flavors, colors, and textures of essentially identical products. This strategy expanded potato chips into 10 flavors and cereal options to 200 varieties. Even subtle variations like different colored M&Ms or differently shaped pasta increase consumption, as our brains interpret variety as a biological cue to eat more. The modern dieting industry began in 1864 when William Banting published a pamphlet about eliminating starches and sugars. Since then, diets have followed a predictable formula: the author's dark past, a eureka moment discovering a hidden secret, and promises of effortless weight loss. Despite evidence showing deprivation-based diets fail because evolutionary drives eventually overcome willpower, most dieters believe willpower alone can achieve their ideal weight, fueling a $34 billion industry. When Michelle Obama challenged food manufacturers in 2010 to reformulate products, the industry had already created diet versions across nearly every grocery aisle since the 1950s introduction of Diet Right Cola. Understanding food industry tactics empowers us. Slowing down our eating helps the brain's stop signals catch up with cravings. Making our own food and mindful eating strengthens our brain's braking system. We can embrace our evolutionary heritage by seeking real variety and appreciating flavors industrial labs can't replicate. Since we eat what we remember, we can build new food memories to replace industry-created ones. Rather than falling for industry-promoted dieting, we can adopt balanced eating complemented by exercise that releases endorphins and stabilizes eating patterns. The next time you reach mindlessly for that bag of chips, remember, it's not just food, it's a carefully engineered product designed to override your brain's natural defenses. Your awareness is the first step toward reclaiming control.